CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
And welcome back to People First Radio. Anxiety disorders are surprisingly common in children and teenagers, affecting approximately 10% of them. Unfortunately, 80% of anxiety disorders in this age group go untreated, which makes education for parents very important. To help parents learn how to deal with anxiety disorders in their children, Anxiety BC is bringing a family skill-building seminar to Nanaimo on Monday, January the 19th. Dr. Melissa Robichaud is a psychologist practicing in the area of anxiety disorders. She's also on the board of directors of Anxiety BC. Dr. Robichaud joins us on the line today. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you very much.
Everyone experiences anxiety from time to time. How do you know if a child has a disorder?
Okay, well, you actually said it very well, that everyone experiences anxiety. It's actually a normal and adaptive system in the body. It's our danger system. However, that system can actually go off at the wrong time, which is what we call, anxiety when we don't feel, when we aren't actually in danger. So if you're afraid of dogs, you might have a huge anxiety reaction, even though dogs, particularly, let's say, one on a leash, isn't necessarily dangerous. So when you're trying to find problematic anxiety, it's basically anxiety that is excessive and that is interfering with a child or in the case of adults, in an adult's life. So in children, that can look like difficulty going to school or difficulty making friends, going to sleep, things like that.
Apparently, 80% of children and youth with anxiety disorders go untreated. Now, I'm wondering, why is that?
I think a lot of the times what happens is, or what we know, is that because anxiety manifests itself first as physical sensations. So when you're talking about physical sensations, a lot of times people will go to their doctors for that. And so the idea that this could be anxiety, that there's nothing physically wrong, that it's just this anxiety system going off, isn't the first place where people will go in their minds.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that a lot of anxious kids, anxiety manifests a little differently. It's usually it's usually not acting out behaviors, at least not in school, for example. So that might be the very shy kid in the back who's very anxious but not saying anything. So it's not always caught right away, particularly in schools.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the way that anxiety disorder is treated at this time?
Well, there are many ways that it can be treated. I can tell you the best way that it can be treated is there is a psychological treatment called cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, which basically involves learning adaptive skills on how to manage anxiety, because it is a normal system in the body.
Mm-hmm.
You don't actually want to get rid of anxiety. We need that. However, we do want to be able to manage it so that it's not overwhelming us and it's not stopping us from doing the things that we need to do. So that's the goal of CBT, is to learn how to manage anxiety in a more functional way.
Is CBT, or cognitive behavioral therapy, used differently or in a unique way with children and youth?
As opposed to adults?
Yes.
Well, it depends. Certainly, you will use CBT a little bit differently with younger children. CBT involves cognitions, or thoughts, and behaviors. So it involves helping people to rethink situations and also to change their behaviors in more adaptive ways. For very young children, sometimes accessing their thoughts or understanding how to change them can be a little bit difficult. So you focus more on helping them to change their behaviors. So that's really tends to be the major difference that we do when it comes to dealing with anxiety with kids versus with adults.
It sounds like you would have to work fairly closely with parents in this, because they would have to learn these techniques and be able to assist their children at home with them as well.
Oh, absolutely. And that's actually the point one of the important things that we're doing in terms of presenting this seminar on Monday is actually showing parents how they can help. Because, unfortunately, sometimes we inadvertently maintain fears because, obviously, it's upsetting to see children anxious, to be afraid, to be crying, or to be upset. So we tend to want to alleviate those fears right away. And sometimes we do things like encouraging avoidance. So if a child says, you know, I don't want to go, I'm afraid, for example, going to school, I have a tummy ache, then in order to help their children to want to, you know, in an attempt to make them feel better, they might allow them to not do, you know, to not go to school or to not do these things that are making them afraid. This, unfortunately, maintains the anxiety, actually makes it stronger. So parents need to know what they can do that's much more helpful than that.
Could you give us, like, just a quick specific case history of a child that you've worked with and an outcome that was positive?
Well, I can tell you some, you know, a very common presentation in anxiety with children is often this refusal of going to school. Very simply because if you're anxious, and really anxiety is that perception of fear, that belief that there's something dangerous going on. And school can be very scary for lots of reasons. For children who have, for example, separation anxiety, which is a fear of being separated from loved ones, mm-hmm. usually because they're afraid that something bad is either going to happen to them or to their loved ones if they're separated. So children with that kind of anxiety might might refuse to go to school and want to stay home, and have huge tantrums if they're being forced or not forced or really being pushed to go to school. And so often what you'll get are parents that end up having to stay at home and even homeschool. Just because it's just too overwhelming for their for their child to go into school at mm-hmm. that point. So there are many ways that that's dealt with, but one of the ways that we do that is through a process called graduated exposure, which means gradually facing your fears. Mm-hmm. So for a child who's afraid of going to school and hasn't been, particularly for those who haven't been able to go for several weeks or in some cases several months or even a year, saying the next day, okay, now you're going to go full-time again, is not realistic. It's completely overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, the idea of exposure is really to get them to gradually move towards facing that fear. And that might involve going to the school grounds with their parents when the school is closed, maybe on a weekend, or, you know, just sort of walking around or walking in the halls, maybe staying there for an hour at first. So really sort of moving gradually towards the goal, which would in this case would be going to school. You would do this for any kind of fear. If you were afraid of dogs, if you were terrified of dogs, you might start off by looking at pictures of dogs and getting used to that, and then moving towards being around maybe small dogs and sort of moving up to maybe touching a dog, things like that.
So it sounds like dealing with a phobia.
Yes. Yes. And phobias are basically, yes, excessive fears, exaggerated fears, that are leading to significant avoidance. And most anxiety involves some sort of excessive fear, so exposure can be helpful for most of those types of anxieties.
I'm wondering if you could give us a little more information about the seminar itself, the seminar that will be held in Nanaimo on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I mentioned, the point is, or our goal in delivering this seminar is actually to explain a little bit about what anxiety is, how to know whether your child is having normal anxiety, which, as I mentioned, one would expect, and in fact, small children do have normal fears. At a very young age, it's normal for children to have, for example, a fear of strangers, and that's normal, and that doesn't mean that that's something that needs to be fixed in any way. So we talk about the difference between normal anxiety and problematic anxiety, how to recognize it, and then we spend really a significant portion of time talking about the different skills that parents can learn and use with their children. And that includes how to talk about anxiety, how to explain to children what anxiety is, and all the different ways that they can learn how to manage it. I've talked about exposure, but we also teach techniques on how to manage anxiety in the body, which can really just be things like relaxation and calm breathing, which is a nice, quick, portable tool that allows children to get a sense of control and to manage their anxiety.
It sounds like, in a sense, you'll be offering an anxiety 101 kind of evening.
Yes, yes. And I think that that's actually very important because you mentioned the numbers when it comes to anxiety. Anxiety disorders are really one of the most prevalent mental health problems. In adults, we can see up to 25% of the population having an anxiety disorder at some point in their lives. And that's a huge number. And there really are not that many resources and not that much information out there. So a lot of times people don't know what's going on with them, and understanding that this has a name, that it's anxiety, and that this is not a disease. This is something that can be managed, that, you know, we just need to learn the proper skills to deal with anxiety in a way that's helpful to us and not in a way that's hurting us.
Yes. Dr. Robichaud, you're involved with Anxiety BC, and in fact, Anxiety BC is the organizer of the event that will be offered free of charge on Monday evening here in Nanaimo. Can you tell us a bit more about the organization itself?
Yes. I'm very happy to be working with Anxiety BC. Anxiety BC is a nonprofit organization, and our goal is really to increase awareness about anxiety, to offer resources, self-help resources as much as possible. In fact, we have a rather comprehensive website that provides information and has downloadable material about how to manage anxiety and all of these tools that we talk about. And we also really to try to bring awareness to treatments that work for anxiety. What we promote and what we encourage is CBT, which is something that, of course, is done often with a therapist, but can be done on one's own, particularly if you don't have access to resources. It is something that can be done in a self-help manner.
In our last moment we have left here, I'm wondering if there's anything you'd like to add that may be of help or of interest to our listeners.
Well, I did want to mention that although we have geared our talk towards parents, teachers and counselors, and anyone who's interested, anyone who thinks that they know someone who has anxiety or would like to learn more about it, I would encourage them to attend. Because this is something that, although can overwhelm one's life, is absolutely a treatable thing. It's something that can be managed. And I think that's very good news, and that's important to know.
I agree 100%. How can people find out more about anxiety and about your Monday seminar?
Well, the easiest way would be to go to our website, which is www.anxietybc.com. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned, we have a lot of resources as well as information about our seminars and also a series of links just to sort of educate yourself about anxiety and about what one can do to manage it.
Okay. We'd like to thank you very much for joining us today. We sure appreciate you taking the time.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Dr. Robichaud. Best wishes.
The free seminar we've been talking about takes place in Nanaimo on Monday, January the 19th, 2009, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Vancouver Island Conference Center, the Dodds Narrows Room. The entrance is at 80 Commercial Street, and the seminar will teach parents how to identify if a child has an anxiety disorder and how to manage the problem at home.
Dr. Melissa Robichaud is a psychologist with the Anxiety Disorders Clinic at UBC Hospital. She holds an adjunct faculty position in the Department of Psychiatry at the University of British Columbia. And Dr. Robichaud is the co-author of a book on the cognitive behavioral treatment of general anxiety disorder, and she has published in the areas of worry, problem solving, and obsessive compulsive disorder. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Open Minds, Open Windows Society, both of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations. Please join us again next Thursday at noon for People First Radio.